to South America now, where Brazil is poised to elect its first ever female president. Her name is Dilma Rousseff. She's a former Marxist guerrilla who served as chief of staff to Brazil's president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. Lula is hugely popular. Rousseff was virtually unknown a year ago. Now she has a double-digit lead heading into this weekend's presidential election. Could be because she campaigned as the next best thing to Lula himself. Solana Pine reports from Rio de Janeiro.
An announcer rallies a crowd from Brazil's Workers' Party. They've gathered at a small fair in Rio to catch a glimpse of the woman who seems likely to become Brazil's next president. The flag-waving, red-shirted supporters all say they're voting for Dilma Rousseff. But ask them why, and a different name comes up.
Lula. Com Lula.
President Lula.
President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva is popular for his social welfare programs and market-friendly policies. During his tenure, Brazil's economy has flourished. Lula's finishing up his second term in office with a rock star approval rating, nearly 80%. But the Constitution forbids him from serving a third consecutive term. So he chose his chief of staff to run in his place.
Olha, eu vou votar na Dilma, porque ela vai dar continuidade aos projetos do Lula.
Jacqueline Aguiar, a cook at a local high school, says she's voting for Dilma Rousseff because she'll continue Lula's projects.
A great deal of the vote for her is indeed a vote for President Lula.
Amori de Souza is a political scientist and consultant in Rio.
She is the product of his determination to make her his successor. I think she owes it all to Lula.
Dilma Rousseff does have her own story. She grew up in a middle-class home, the daughter of a Bulgarian father and Brazilian mother. In her early 20s, she joined an armed resistance group aimed at overthrowing the military dictatorship, though she says she never picked up a gun. She was arrested for subversion in 1970 and tortured and imprisoned for 3 years. After her release, she studied economics and moved into politics, eventually joining Lula's government. But she's never run for office before. If she was known at all, it was as a tough administrator nicknamed the Iron Lady. And she's not a natural politician, says Alessandro Barros. He's a political consultant based in Brasilia.
I've heard a description from a friend who said that when you talk to Bill Clinton, you have the impression that for those 3 seconds, you are the most important person in the world. And when you talk to Dilma, you have the impression that for those, you know, minutes or seconds that you talk to her, you are the last person that she would rather be talking to.
Dos 38 milhões de pessoas saíram da pobreza.
Rousseff's public speaking style tends towards stiff and awkward, very different from Lula's crowd-rousing common touch.
Companheiros.
But Lula's charisma may be enough for both of them. Even a recent corruption scandal involving Rousseff's replacement as Lula's chief of staff hasn't damaged her much in the polls. And Lula's worked hard to make her the frontrunner. David Fleischer is a political science professor at the University of Brasilia.
Research showed earlier this year that many people would vote for Lula's candidate, but they really didn't know that she was his candidate. So he had to go to great lengths to emphasize to people, usually with her at his side, that yes, she is my candidate.
In fact, electoral officials fined Lula several times this year for campaigning prematurely for Rousseff. The question now is, what will Lula do after the elections?
There is a lot of speculation, but I think it's sheer speculation.
Alessandro Barros recounts the rumors. Lula could run again in 4 years, something he said he might do. Or he could serve as an advisor to Rousseff, or take a job inside an international organization like the World Bank. But most observers agree, Rousseff will be her own person once in office.
That is, I don't think that she's going to be a puppet or anything like that. I think that she pretty well thinks on her own.
Brazil may soon find that out. Voters go to the polls on Sunday. For The World, I'm Solana Pine in Rio de Janeiro.